It's like having a second car when you have Lawfords of Cork Street. Phone 710067, 710067 to get back on the road with Lawfords.
Independent radio news at 2 o'clock with Lisa Moore. Good afternoon. The Taoiseach, Mr. Haughey, has said that the Fine Gael leader, Alan Jukes, did not receive an assurance that the pupil-teacher ratio would remain unchanged. The Labour Party leader, Dick Spring, has called on Mr. Haughey to say whether or not he gave such an instruction to the Chief Whip. Mr. Spring also said that the current situation is totally unsatisfactory, and he claimed that somebody has been blatantly lying to the Dáil. The debate in the Dáil on the proposed government safeguards for Irish citizens facing extradition is said to be unlikely to begin until Friday and will continue into next week. The party whips still haven't reached agreement on a timetable for the debate, as the opposition parties have made it clear that they won't allow the bill to be rushed through. They say they want time to consider the implications of the government proposals, particularly with regard to the new role to be given to the Attorney General. This means that the extradition treaty, passed through the Dáil last year, will automatically come into force next Tuesday without the safeguards the government is seeking. The ASTI, the Secondary Teachers Association, has said it will not stand for any redundancies for permanent teachers or any worsening of the pupil-teacher ratio under the current education budget estimates. A pressure group is to be established by the ASTI, similar to the lobby set up by teachers, parents and managers before the general election last February. The ASTI has said the pupil-teacher ratio has increased three times in the last 4 years and another increase will not be tolerated. One of the men arrested in Mullingar during the nationwide arms search by Guardian troops was charged this morning at the Special Criminal Court in Dublin. 44-year-old Thomas Joseph Cox, a teacher from Moyne, County Longford, was charged with membership of the IRA and possessing firearms and ammunition at his home last Monday. Mr. Cox was remanded in custody until tomorrow morning when he's expected to apply for bail. Two men arrested during a Garda search in Granard, County Longford, are still being questioned by Gardaí. They're believed to be two of the men who broke out of the Mays prison in 1983, Dermot Finucane and Paul Brennan. They're being questioned about serious crimes in the south, including the murder of a Garda officer as well as their escapes. The legendary radio ship Radio Caroline, anchored off the southeast coast of England, was battered by high winds and heavy seas last night, and shortly after 3 o'clock this morning, the radio mast was snapped by the winds. All 12 of the members of the crew are reported to be safe, and coast guards are standing by. Radio Caroline, which began broadcasting in the 1960s, was founded by Irishman Ronan O'Rahilly. Details of the extent of the damage are still not clear, but the station is now off air. Dublin's weather, mainly dry today with bright or sunny spells and one or two possible showers. Winds are north to northeasterly in direction and moderate to fresh, force 4 to 6. The Bay Area high expected around 7 or 8 degrees Celsius. Independent radio news at 3 minutes past 2. Radio Nova.
Radio Nova, the music's just begun. Radio Nova, Europe's number one.
Radio Nova, the music's just begun.
Radio Nova, Europe's number one.
FM plays Bon Jovi from a CD. You Give Love a Bad Name. It's coming up on 12 minutes past 2. It's Wednesday afternoon. We're also on 99.9 FM and, of course, 738 AM. Tell your friends we're having a party here. It's Nova, Power 103 FM with those Bananarama twins. Love in the first degree.
One, two, three, four.
Hey, what's
five,
that
six,
counting?
Seven.
That's the software for the Commodore 64, Ireland's best-selling home computer from tomorrow's world.
What do you mean software?
Well, when you buy a computer, it's the software that counts. And naturally, you want one that has the best graphics and sound.
Yes, of course.
Like the Commodore 64. The Commodore 64 has literally thousands of software titles for all the family to count on. See the Commodore 64 at Tomorrow's World, the ILEC Centre and Cleary's of O'Connell Street. And remember, when you're buying a computer, it's the software that counts. The Commodore Commodore 64.
65, 66, 67, 68,
69. Now you can get it on at Get It On Fashions in the Arlac Centre in Moore Street, just beside Hallam's Restaurant. Leather jackets from $59.99, ladies' suits from $14.99, and long shirts from $9.99. All the quality clothing at Get It On comes in the most up-to-date colours and styles, including their fantastic selection of knitwear from $9.99. High Street Fashions at prices you can well afford. Catch them with their prices down at Get It On Fashions, Moore Street entrance to the Arlac Centre.
Tony McKenzie keeps it right here.
Radio Nova.
Fan plays George Harrison, Got My Mind Set On You. Don't forget, news headlines coming up at 2.30 this afternoon. We'll be telling you exactly what's happening tomorrow, program-wise. Don't forget, right now, you can vote for your current favourite song by calling us on 606703, and we'll include your song in the listeners' top 10 at 5 later on this afternoon. Now, joined with me, or here with me in the studio, kind of joined together anyway, is...
Yes.
Now, do you fancy waking up with a really strange bloke in the morning? If you do...
Don't say it, Tony.
he's here now.
Hello.
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 Now, you're going to be doing the Breakfast Club tomorrow with Bob and Lisa, of course.
Sorry?
You're going to be doing the Breakfast Club tomorrow morning.
The breakfast tomorrow morning?
Yes.
No one told me about this. I have to get up early, yeah?
Yeah.
Tomorrow?
Yeah.
So, are we talking, you know, before sort of 11 o'clock now, are we?
We're talking like 7 in the morning.
Oh, no. Hey, there isn't a 7 in the morning, is there? I didn't know that.
Listen, mind you, I mean, you have to go to bed at 7:30 now, so I suppose half an hour earlier won't hurt you.
Yes, like my mum always used to say to me, if you're not in bed by 10:30, come home. Oh, no, I didn't say that figure. Sorry.
That was awful.
Sorry.
I can remember the first day you came down here to get a job. I mean, you dashed into the building and you said, please, please give me a job. I can't stand school anymore. So, Breakfast Club tomorrow, 7 till 11. Cassidy, Bob Gallagher and Lisa Moore. 11 till 2, it's Pat Courtney. 2 to 6, what's that bloke's name?
Bit of a bozo, isn't he? That foreigner chap.
Hang on, one of your fans just came in.
You got a big, big mouth.
Yeah, you're so right, boss.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, it's CD time.
It's CD time.
Lovely.
And it worked. Oh, my God.
This is the Eurythmics on Nova. About 103 FM.
Telephone 540 800.
It's a cool, dry afternoon on the bay. The headline news at 3:30. The new Radio Nova and Energy Power 103 FM join forces to become Nova Power 103 FM. The Doyle debate on the extradition bill is to begin next Friday. Special branch officers and Gardaí in Dublin raid an office of the anti-extradition campaign, and a man arrested in Mullingar yesterday is charged in the special criminal court in Dublin. That's the headline news at 3:31.
Nine to four, Nova Power 103 FM. It's time for the daily horror story. Give me some echo, quick, yes. Showers of hail, sleet and rain this evening and tonight, with some clear spells. It'll be cold with a sharp to severe ground frost in places. Winds are fresh to strong and northerly, becking northwesterly and decreasing. Temperatures falling overnight between -3 and +2 degrees Celsius. We'll continue with some news stories as soon as I can get myself out of the echo chamber. How'd you get there? That's it. Thank
Such
you.
Such a wally.
Well, that was the highlight of the evening.
Hey, listen.
So I'm going to go home now. Let me just get rid of this music. Yeah.
Thank you. Apparently, Ireland's hairdressing industry is holding a gala ball in Jury's Hotel next Monday to raise funds for its £75,000 Screen a Child appeal, and that's in aid of the Temple Street Children's Hospital. Talking of hairdressers, apparently it seems that blonde is the hair colour of the moment, and according to American psychologist Dr. Philip Webb, I knew you'd be interested in this, some women are born to be blonde. Apparently top model Jerry Hall was once a brunette, but there's a picture of her hair here. You know, like champagne-coloured hair, really nice, you know?
Lovely.
Oh, I just thought I'd tell you about it.
What colour were you originally, Tony?
Just a mild grey, you know?
Okay, and the hairnet makes it go a bit darker, is that right? Nova Power 103 FM. This is Aha.
Aha. Aha.
It will be cold with a sharp to severe ground frost. Winds are fresh to gusty and north to northwesterly in direction, with temperatures falling overnight to between -3 and +2 degrees Celsius. Independent Radio News at 3 minutes past 5. Radio.